A key advisor to Mitt Romney's Florida campaign says he hopes the media begins hammering Rudy Giuliani on his habit of making misleading comments.
We've seen since added a number of members, and it's very significant.
Jim Delgado is a Manatee County-based attorney and an advocate for immigrant workers. He called Wednesday night's discussion on illegal immigration in the GOP debate comical and says much of the most recent animus towards illegal immigration spreads from conservatives who demagogued in the electronic media about the dangers of the comprehensive immigration reform bill that was discussed in Congress earlier this year.
They made a mistake of trying to push that bill through, and they really didn't tell the public. So what happened is people like Tancredo, they get on the phone, then you have people like Hannity, Lou Dobbs, all the right-wing talk shows. They start really pushing the issue. Hey, look, they're going to give amnesty. They want to give amnesty. Your money's coming from your constituents that want to pass the bill through because it makes economic sense all the way around. But then you have the constituents that are being filled with this erroneous data that we're sucking up Medicaid, that we're taking welfare, that the Hispanics are taking up welfare, they're ruining this country. And what their common person on the street says, well, this must be true because Lou Dobbs and them are telling me this. So then they crash the servers and then they say they're against it.
The discussion on illegal immigration has grown so toxic that New York Governor Eliot Spitzer recently dropped his plan to provide undocumented immigrants with driver's licenses after the idea was panned by a majority of New Yorkers. Hillary Clinton found herself uncomfortable in the crosshairs when she appeared indecisive on the illegal immigrant issue, leading to criticism that she is reacting simply to the latest public opinion. Again, Palmetto-based attorney Jimmy Delgado.
I really have a lot of respect for those that came out knowing that it's unpopular to come out and say, no, I will do this. I am pro-immigration, or we have to do something about this problem now, whether it's popular or unpopular. And that's the part that bothers me, is they're not being honest. Hillary Clinton was not being honest about her feelings, and she's pandering to her constituents. And we're not even sure that's her constituents. All we know is, you know, that old adage about the